today's theater segment, which is a part of every Dean Richards show, I'm very excited to be taking part in because it's a play that's very close to my heart, because it's very close to my mind and my body, because I am in it. I'm currently appearing in a production of The Crucible, Arthur Miller's still relevant fictionalized history of the Salem witch trials of 1692. And today's guest is my friend and my director, Charles Eskenizer, who is the founder and the director of the current production at Invictus Theater here in Chicago. Welcome, Charles.
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, well, thank you for coming on. I joke, this is the second play that I've done with Invictus and with Charles at the helm. And so I have enjoyed my experience so much working with Charles and the entire Invictus team. And he puts together such a talented cast every time. The last year was a very special year for Invictus. Nominated for how many Joseph Jefferson Awards last year?
13.
Yeah. And my gosh, over 2 plays, 13 nominations. I'm proud to say that our show got five or six of those?
I think it was something like that. Maybe even seven.
I think it was seven, actually. And our production of Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf won 4 Jefferson Awards, Jeff Awards, which are akin to the Tony Awards on Broadway, including one not only for Charles for Best Director, but also for Best Production of a Play. So Best Play. It was very cool to win that final award of the night. We all got to go upstage. It was on stage. It was very exciting. And so I like to joke to say to Charles that now we're working in another play together. So he is, he's Martin Scorsese, and I'm his Robert De Niro. If you call...
Good to talk to you again.
Yes, Marty. When you call, I answer. But I'm very proud of this new production, and certainly Charles is too, at the Invictus Theater, which is at 1106 Thorndale in Chicago in the Edgewater neighborhood, storefront theater. What, Charles, do... our production of The Crucible and Taylor Swift have in common?
I knew you were going to tie it to Taylor Swift.
I have to.
Well, I would imagine that both shows are sold out, right?
Yes, correct. You are correct, sir. They are both sold out runs, and I mean, Taylor's got three nights at Soldier Field. That's pretty impressive. But we have 4 weeks of sold-out shows at Invictus?
Yeah, 24 performances.
Wow,
yeah.
Very. Is that the first time that a run at Invictus, the entire run, has been sold out?
I want to say it is. We, at least this early, and usually, it picks up as we get towards the end, and reviews come out, and, word of mouth gets out, and the final weekends sell out. But this one, I mean, we sold out really quickly. And our production of Ruined last year, Lynn Nottage's Ruined, which is a really beautiful, powerful piece, that one sold out pretty quickly too. But this one might have even surpassed that.
Well, explain to me, Arthur Miller is one of my favorite playwrights, and so I was very excited when you told me even last year that you were going to be doing The Crucible. I was saying I'm definitely going to audition for that. Explain to me why you chose, here's a play that was written 70 years ago this year, in fact, 1953, about not only the Salem witch trials, but also kind of an allegory of, at the time, the McCarthy era Red Scare. So why did you choose to do the Crucible in 2023?
Oh, my goodness. Well, I plan our season around a theme, and our season this year was rhetoric and groups. So our fall Shakespeare show was Julius Caesar, and that was exploring rhetoric and how it incites violence. These senators get together and essentially they murder the leader of Rome right in front of everybody, and then try to manipulate the crowds with their rhetoric, and it goes pretty badly for them. And then we followed that up with The Mountaintop, which explored Martin Luther King Jr. and his legacy and how he shaped the civil rights movement with his rhetoric. And then now with The Crucible, you know, we're looking at the rhetoric of groupthink and mass hysteria. And this play, I mean, you said it already earlier that it's very, very relevant. And I mean, back in the 1600s, late 1600s, when the Salem witch trials were happening, to McCarthyism, to right now, it's looking at this polarized society, these people that are divided, and these societies that are quite literally eating themselves, like destroying themselves from the inside out. And so I read the play, and I about a year ago when I was planning the season, I just couldn't sleep that night because I was so excited to produce it.
Yeah, and one of the great things about Invictus, it is one of the great storefront theaters in Chicago. If you've been to some of the big, one of the big houses in Chicago, certainly downtown or in the suburbs, it's great to see a big show. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
But there's also a huge, huge advantage of going to a show in a theater like Invictus that has maybe 40 seats at best. You're so close to the action. I think that's what makes the show has gotten some great reviews, and I've been very excited and proud of those reviews. And I think one reason is because the audience, just like our production of Virginia Woolf last year was, the audience is so close that you can feel the acting, and this play as written is so intense. And I think the smallness of the theater and the way that Kevin Rolfs has done the set design, it just brings the audience right into it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, one of the challenges, but it's a beautiful challenge of our space, is the intimacy of it. And like you said, I mean, it's something that you don't get at the big house theaters. Is you are right up in the action when you're an audience member here. I mean, you can in some cases feel the actors spit flying on you and you know, see the intensity in their eyes, which, you know, in some of the bigger house theaters, you know, you're quite distant, so you can't really get that experience. But this is, I mean, near immersive. But yeah, one of the challenges that we face with our space, because it is so small, is, you know, what do we do with all of our actors and our patrons to some extent as well, too, with our confined space. And so I had the idea when I was looking at this show, it's a big cast of, well, why don't we just have them all on stage at once? And then it kind of, Kevin and I were talking, and I was like, well, there's so much social pressure, and this town is in a crucible, a test, and they are undergoing this process, and it's the town's on trial right from the very beginning. So we've kind of set it up like these juror stands where the actors are on stage sitting essentially on trial right when the audience walks in. So it's a very tense environment to walk into right off the bat. I think it sets the tone for the piece beautifully.
With the and also there's some great music. What is Petter's last name? I apologize.
Waalbeck.
Yeah, Petter Waalbeck does some great job with the sound. It's almost very Twin Peaks like with this droning.
Yeah.
And the coolest thing is, as Charles says, when the show starts, the entire cast is sitting and almost like jury box pews on each side of the stage, and there's this droning music, and when the audience walks in, they see us, and they hear this music. And usually before any show, people are always, before the show starts, they're always talking and blah, 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 you know, this din of people. But when people walk into this, they feel like they have actually walked into Salem. They've walked into the meeting house or the courtroom, and no one talks. The audience sits there. And because we're sitting there when they walk in, so it's like a good 10 minutes before the show starts.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's very cool to watch people go in and just kind of see them gasp and just quietly take their seat. The idea was that we wanted to make the interior of our space like one of those colonial meeting houses, and I think we succeeded because people, their breath is taken away once they walk into our space.
Yeah, it's just really a fun production to see and to be a part of. I'm talking to Charles Askenizer, who is the founder and the artistic director at the Invictus Theater here in Chicago, and also director of its current production, The Crucible, of which I am co-starring in and very proud to be a part of this great show and this ultimately an talented cast. Everybody is so good, and everybody's bringing it every night. And that, as Charles said, the intensity is there from before you even, as soon as you open the door, before the show starts, you can feel the intensity. And I think Arthur Miller would certainly be proud. We're going to continue to talk about The Crucible right after this. I am Jim Toronto filling in for Dean Richards. But listen anyway. We'll be back after this. No switching. On the phone, and my guest for this theater segment right now is Charles Askenizer, who is the founder, artistic director of Invictus Theater here in Chicago, 1106 Thorndale, and also the director of its current and sold-out production of The Crucible. And I also should mention, Jeff recommended once again. Once again, Marty, I said that Charles is my Martin Scorsese. I'm hopefully his Robert De Niro. We're two for two with Jeff recommended shows.
Yeah. It's very exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I have to say regarding all that and the positive press and everything that we received about the show, you know, these shows are such a massive undertaking, and they really can't be done without the talents of our artists, our board, our company. I wake up when we were doing rehearsals before we got into performances. I wake up just so grateful and excited to come into the theater and work with all these talented, brilliant people. So, you know, any sort of credit that we're getting, it's really a credit to all of them and all of you. And you're one of those, Jim. your talents are shining. I keep having people come out being like, "Ooh, I love to hate him."
Yeah, so. well, if people say that, then I've done my job. I do want to mention that this really truly is a great ensemble piece. There are so many talented people. Mark Pracht is the lead character of John Proctor. Devin Carson is Elizabeth. Michaela Voigt is Abigail Williams. Joseph Beal is Reverend Paris. Charlie Diaz is Reverend Hale. Frank Nall is Giles Corey. I'm sorry, there's 19, 20 people. I can't go to the whole list, but those are some of the main people. But everybody in this cast is engaged and is bringing their all, and I think that's one reason why the show is so entertaining for the audiences that have seen it, as well as fun for us to do. As I said about our production of Virginia Woolf last summer, and I will say this, is that I wish I could see this show. But unfortunately, I'm in it. Ringo Starr had a great line. He said, "I would love to have seen the Beatles, but unfortunately, I was drumming." You know, and that's the same way I feel here. It's so fun. And what's interesting is out of two, we've both been to Salem, Massachusetts, and where this play took place. This, as I said before, it's a fictionalized version of the Salem witch trials. All the characters are real people, but the action, of course, has been elevated and changed creatively for dramatic purposes. But all the people are real. But isn't Salem kind of an odd little town?
Oh, it's so strange. I mean, no offense to anyone from Salem. I'm from New England, and I adore all of New England. But it's very unsettling that you go there and you know the historical context of these witch trials, and you know innocent people died, and you know people's lives were destroyed, and you know what happened in Salem was just like a smaller portion of what happened all across Europe. Thousands and thousands of people were accused and killed because they were called witches. And so it's odd to go there knowing that historical context, and then you know, if you walk down the main street of Salem, it's all these commercial shops about witches, and it's just very unsettling.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I enjoy working with you so much, and the team that you've put together at Invictus, really the accolades that the theater is getting now certainly are well deserved. As I said, five Jefferson Awards last year, four of them for our production of Virginia Woolf, which I am so proud of. I was nominated, so I can at least say I was Jeff nominated. I didn't win, but that's fine.
Yes. That's a big recognition as well.
Oh, yeah. No. But like I said, and I put so much of that, whatever I was able to do and am able to do. I thank you for that so much. The current production of A Crucible at the Invictus Theater, 1106 Thorndale. I would love to say get tickets now, but unfortunately, or fortunately, we are sold out. So that's very exciting to be able to say. Looking forward to a matinee performance right after I leave here. So we will be hanging some witches this afternoon in Edgewater. If you are walking down Thorndale, you may hear some gallows creaking down the street. Charles Askenizer is the founder and artistic director of Invictus Theater, and you will be announcing your new 2023-24 season, I think, soon. Correct?
Yeah, beginning of July is our goal to announce our next season, and that'll start with our fall Shakespeare show in October.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much, Charles. I will see you in a couple of hours.
Thank you, Jim. We really appreciate it, and take care. We'll see
you. Okay, thank you. Charles Askenizer of Invictus Theater.